Hi, this is a dictation for Sonia Carter, S-O-N-I-A-C-A-R-T-E-R. Date of birth is 1/16/1978. Date of accident, 5/13/2022. Date of service is 8/31/2023. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation for the injuries she received as a restrained passenger in the front seat when her mom was driving and were hit into passenger side in a T-bone fashion. This caused her some headaches, pain in the lower back and the neck, as well as into the left shoulder. The MRIs were positive only in the left shoulder, with the partial thickness tear of the distal supraspinatus tendon occupying less than 50% of the tendon with peritendinous edema. The lumbar spine MRI was completely normal, and so was cervical MRI. And so no treatment had been afforded except for physical therapy for soft tissue trauma. The patient, in addition, doesn't want any injection treatment or any surgical consultation at this time. They're happy with the chiropractor, with the acupuncture, massage, and also they're happy with the physical therapy. And it is perfectly fine. Conservative treatment is going on. Medications are wanted and they will be refilled. The medications. Okay, and the pain is between 5 and 6, with 50% improvement listed by the patient. The rest of the physical history is from the chart, including ADLs, the system review, additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. Physical examination reveals blood pressure 121 over 70, pulse 74, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 7/31/2023, dictation number 0807-024. Plan is to continue the medications, which are Mobic, 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Protonix, 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol codeine with number 4 for pain relief, PRN, Zoloft, 50 milligram twice a day for anxiety, panic, and depression. The patient is also seeing neurologist at Mind Group, MIND, and she's on Keppra and Phenobarb from them. And she's continuing neuropsych evaluation and therapy there. Counseling is being done. Physical therapy is ordered 2 times per week, focusing on the lower back and the left shoulder. She remained disabled for work. She is already a disabled person, along with housework, replacement, and transportation help. Thank you. Will be seen in 1 month time. Once again, she refuses any injection treatment for the shoulder and or surgical consultation.